Yitzchak is instructed to remain in Israel, unlike his father Avraham, who emigrates, and unlike Yaakov, who wanders, Yitzchak stays at home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very clear, and there are two verbs. They're not really, I mean, they're derivatives of verbs, but they're instructive commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yitzchak. One of them is the word gur, gur ba'aretz hazos, and I've spoken in the past about the connotations of Yitzchak's being an itinerant, because the first stage of exile had begun. The Jews were living in Israel, but without full sovereignty, without uncontested sovereignty. That's the first stage of Galus. Ger Yezeracha Be'eretz Lo Lahem, Ger V'Teshev Anochi Imachem, Im Lavan Garti. But the other word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Yitzchak is the word Shchon. Also a very intriguing and provocative term. What does he mean by Shchon? Al Tered Mitzvayma Shchon Ba'aretz. So the Medrash has two interpretations of the word Shechon, and it's such an important blend or composite in general and in particular in our current reality, our current condition. The first interpretation of the Medrash is Asei Shechuna Be'eretz Yisrael. The word Shechon refers to a community, a neighborhood. What does it take to make a neighborhood? So the Medrash fills in the blanks. Hevi Notea. Plant zorea, planting vegetables. Heve netziv, other types of produce that should be planted. Perhaps grafting trees, but another form of agricultural activity. And even though the Medrash speaks of agricultural activity in particular, obviously the Medrash refers to a broader array of municipal and communal establishments and initiatives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting Yitzchak to start building permanent communities of residence. Yitzchak is the first farmer, so unlike Avram, who was a nomad, and to a degree, Yaakov, who was a shepherd, Yitzchak is a farmer. He's a man of the Sada, in part why he identifies so deeply with Esav, who was an Ish Sada. And beyond the agricultural setting, to take root in the land and solidifying our presence in Eretz Yisrael isn't just a religious or theological pursuit, but we have to be involved in community building with all that it entails. And then the Medrash quotes a different connotation of the term shchon. Not shchuna, but shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. The language of the Medrash is davar acher shchon ba'aretz, Shakein es ha-shechina ba'aretz. Yitzchak's instructed, instead of traveling and proliferating or disseminating the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's meant to reinforce and embed it in his land, in Eretz Yisrael, to create the presence of the Shechina in the land of Israel. And what's so delicious about this word is that it reflects what seems to be two very different agendas. One is social and communal, building neighborhoods, as we would say, a shchuna. One is spiritual and religious, to establish the presence of the Shechina. Many people who associate themselves with the national religious experience in Israel feel that this is the dual challenge that's so hard to succeed at and so challenging, but that we're committed to. On the one hand, we're committed to, first and foremost, to bear the Shechina, to study Torah, to maintain our own religious standards, to try to inspire, if not by word, by deed, and by example, that type of behavior in others who will identify with us because of our common experiences, whether it be army or whether it be in the professional arena. But we're also concerned with the broader welfare of our state, with social issues, communal issues, financial. Our engagement in the world of state building is not just to create fraternity and identification with non-religious Jews so that we'll be able to be makar of them and attract them closer to religious behavior. We believe that rebuilding our land is not just expressed through spiritual efforts, but through every aspect of creating a society and a community, of what we would call a shchuna. And ultimately, we have to see that these are not just two complementary pursuits, but ultimately, it's one integrated pursuit, and that's sometimes a message which we don't fully understand. The Beis HaMikdash is not dislocated from reality atop some far and distant mountain of Mount Olympus. Religion is not severed from day-to-day life. It's meant to embrace it, and it's meant to infuse it with meaning, and it's meant to address all aspects. And this is integrated religion, and I think a lot of people, integrated religion is a broader schematic. It doesn't just apply to national religious. I think a lot of people who subscribe to versions that they believe and refer to as modern orthodoxy, essentially religion comes in two varieties. There's a religion that creates dichotomy or compartmentalization, in which there are realms that are religious, deeply religious, and realms that seem to be empty or religiously neutral, religiously absent of meaning, and there's an advantage to that experience because the pockets and the niches of religious meaning are very deep and profound because they're not attenuated or elasticized beyond natural proportion. The detriment or the disadvantage is that religion can feel very episodic or sporadic rather than a constant flow. And then there are some people that try to integrate their Avodas Hashem across the total sweep of their experience. And the advantage of that is that it does have an organic and constant feel. On the other hand, there's a dilution danger that everything will be leveled to the point of the LCD, the lowest common denominator, or a lower pitch than you're able to generate in a patently or classically religious setting. But at some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects the Shekhinah to be tethered to a Shekhinah. The Shekhinah should be incorporated within a shchuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence resides within a people. Yerushalayim is not just the seat of the Mikdash, but the capital, the national capital, political capital. So they're not just two complementary pursuits, but they feed each other. Without shchuna, there can't be a shchuna. Of course, without shchuna, there's no sustainable shchuna. So it's a very interesting phrase, and our Chazal already sense the important messages within this word that can be flexed to cover both ends of our agenda in Eretz Yisrael.